Welcome to Get Psyched, a podcast brought to you by PsychSign.
Hi, everyone. This is Erez Yeshwani. I'm the official host of the PsychSign podcast. Thank you all for tuning in and listening to our brand new podcast. Today, I'm joined by a special guest. His name is Sean, and he is the current president of the PsychSign National Organization. I'm so thrilled to be able to talk to Sean and get to know him a little bit more today. Sean, can you tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Hi, Erzu. Thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited to have a privilege to talk with everyone today. So my background you asked about. I entered medical school. I guess we'll start back at the beginning. As a pretty non-traditional student, I did a graduate work before starting medical school in the biophysics realm. And it was a natural path for people in my position to go into data science or quantitative finance. And I just didn't feel at home in those areas, kind of sitting behind a computer. It was really a lot of the outreach I did during graduate school and kind of the person-to-person contact that resonated with me. So that's kind of what ultimately brought me to medical school and also to psychiatry, which I really feel epitomizes that person-to-person contact of medicine, where you're really connecting with another person. So my background took me from biophysics to medical school.
So you have a very interesting background. I'm actually super intrigued on how you made that transition from something like biophysics and data analysis and quantitative sciences to something like medicine and psychiatry nonetheless. So how did you first get involved with PsychSign?
I was interested in psychiatry from early on when I was first applying to medical school. For me, psychiatry was of particular interest, not only for really the ability to connect with people on a very fundamental level, but psychiatry has a lot of promise as far as a scientific advancement, as far as the ability to add technology to our kind of nebulous knowledge right now, to do better diagnostics, better treatment. So anyway, I was interested in psychiatry from very early on, and I would share this interest with the medical schools I was applying at and with the students I was interviewing with. And one student at another school was just chatting with me informally via email, and he suggested this organization called PsychSign as a way to get involved early on. He told me that he was an M3 and wasn't aware of this organization for all of medical school until then, and I just discovered it and kind of regretted not discovering it earlier because it offered so many great things. So he said, if you're interested in psychiatry, just check out their website and see if there are any opportunities. So what happened is that I checked out the website, and the elections for all of the chair positions were finished. So I couldn't apply to anything, at least it didn't seem that way. But I found out, I think through the newsletter, possibly through the website, that one of the chairs, the forum moderator chair, had unexpectedly resigned shortly after being selected for the position. And they were accepting applications for replacement. And kind of on a lark, I just sent in an application. At this point, I didn't even start medical school. I was still interviewing at medical schools. But I sent in my application, and the then president, Brian, I guess really enjoyed it enough. I'm not, maybe I was the only one who applied, but he took me, and that's how it started. So I was with PsychSign for my first year of medical school.
Nice. That's awesome. What a serendipitous opportunity for you to, just find out about this organization as you're applying to medical schools, and then for an opportunity like that to come up for you just in the nick of time. That's awesome.
Exactly. It just fell in my lap. It was perfect. So I've been surviving on that luck ever since.
Hey, write it as long as you can, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
See where it takes you. So can you tell our listeners a little bit more about what is PsychSign and what it has to offer?
Yeah, so PsychSign, it stands for, it's an acronym that stands for Psychiatry Student Interest Group Network. And we're officially the student arm of the APA, which is a connection we're very proud of. They provide us some funding support. We'll have a presence at the APA conference this year. So officially part of the APA as your student arm. And kind of our main mission is to connect all of these psychiatric interest groups at individual schools from around the country. So that's kind of where the network part of our name comes in. So we have 8 regions in total that include the states within the U.S. as well as other countries. And all schools throughout the world that we include are divided among these 8 regions, and they're each served by a region chair who's dedicated just to providing content, like information about events, about positions, what have you, that are specific to those regions. So that's kind of one side of PsychSign. It's just providing a kind of a platform for schools to kind of get together under single regions. I should also mention that not only do the region chairs provide region-specific events, but they'll provide opportunities for the region chairs, or rather the PsychSig leaders, to get together and to collaborate among each other. So we're very proud of that we could kind of network school interest groups in that way. So on the other hand, we also have a national presence, or a national region, you might call it, where we produce content and advertise content that's relevant to all psychiatry interested students. So some of the offerings that we have, we'll have regional conferences, we'll have national conferences, all with different lecturers, different attendings, talking about topics ranging from suicide to residency match process to general wellness to interventional psychiatry, you name it. So we'll have those conferences, lecture series, we'll have movie showings, we'll have training opportunities from organizations like NAMI. And then, of course, we have great content like this podcast. We have our magazine. We have a mentorship program. So a lot of things that we feel are relevant to all medical students who are interested in psychiatry.
Absolutely. And I can personally attest to the benefits that I've seen firsthand. I joined PsychSign as a first year medical student. I actually learned about it after I joined my medical school's psychiatry interest group. And I, we ended up, applying for PsychSign status to be included within our region and, everything like that. So I applied for membership or joined the newsletter. I can't remember what I did, but I just went on the website and was a bit overwhelmed by how much you guys do. But also excited by the opportunities. And I've, again, personally benefited. I found a great mentor through the mentorship program you mentioned. Mm-hmm. I've actually learned about conferences and gone to these conferences based off of the ones that were advertised through the newsletter. And obviously, here I am now, creating this opportunity to step up and be podcast chair and kind of give a platform in a different way to the voices of medical students and psychiatrists. And so it's really exciting to be a part of organized medicine in general. And I think we both can say we've benefited a lot from this. But I did want to follow up and ask, what do you feel like you've personally gained from being, a member of PsychSign and then now, almost finishing up your term as president?
Yeah, so more than anything else, I think PsychSign has provided me a community, which I think is very unique among medical student specialties or pre-specialties. Other people at my school who are interested in specialties like dermatology, orthopedics, even internal medicine, there's kind of an a sense of isolation, I think, that they all have. And I'm so proud to be part of PsychSign because I boast about all the people I know at schools around the country and also interested in psychiatry. It's kind of been a wonderful way to kind of keep up my enthusiasm, interest in psychiatry, even when I feel like I don't have kind of the support at my school that I'd like. So that's kind of been essential for me. Also, just the sheer amount of information that PsychSign offers has been amazing. I of course have a role in helping to present some of it. But I mean, every day, every session, I learn something new from our board members, from the people we invite. So I mean, it's my third year with PsychSign. Finished my third year with PsychSign, and still I feel like there's so much that I'm learning about the specialty and about just the application process too, which is something that is really kind of the focus of, I think, of a lot of our interest in PsychSign, is just kind of the practicality of matching. So yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%. I feel like PsychSign as an organization does foster that tight knit community feeling without mm-hmm. compromising the expanse and the extent of its opportunities available. Mm-hmm. And again, at the end of the day, our goal is to match into psychiatry so we can be effective psychiatrists. And I feel like PsychSign does a great job of, you know, advertising opportunities that are going to help us get there to that mm-hmm. point. And you also mentioned something I found really funny, just that psychiatry in itself is such an interesting specialty, but having an organization like PsychSign is so fun because it's not like other specialties, like the ones you mentioned, like mm-hmm. derm or ortho, where you might even have this sense of like hyper competitiveness amongst the students. I think in psych, and specifically in PsychSign, we're all very supportive of each other mm-hmm. and we do want to, you know, help each other succeed in this field because we are all aware of, you know, the need for more mental health professionals. And so it's really special to be a part of something like this. And I applaud you for your 3 years of service to this organization.
It's been a pleasure. And I'm always happy to see new faces like yours come and join the organization. It gives me kind of a warm feeling that everything will be in good hands moving forward. And yeah, I feel just over the years, I've seen there's been more and more interest in psychiatry as a field, but mm-hmm. as a result, more and more interest in PsychSign. And I've just loved the energy. Each year, it seems like there's more energy mm-hmm. associated with the group, just as a result of interest in the specialty. And then that's just been great to bear witness to.
Yes. Well, I'm excited for the future of PsychSign, and I'm excited to be a part of it. And I wish you the best of luck going into your fourth year.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Good luck on your boards.
Thank you. Well, thank you all for listening. And thank you to our guest, Sean, for being here today. Stick around for more episodes. See you all next time. Bye.